to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up because we're going live on the Fight Mixer Show.
We are live. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Fight Mixer. We are live with the man himself, the legend. I've been waiting to talk to this guy since I was a kid. Don Fry, how you doing, brother?
I hope you're talking to me because I'm going to talk anyway.
What bad motherfucker? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Well, I guess it took us a couple weeks to get this right, huh?
Yes.
You're worth the wait, my friend. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Again, a huge honor. You know, I watched you all the way back in Pride when you're doing pro wrestling, dabbling in acting. So, like, post-retirement, what have you been up to, man?
Oh, I just been healing up for the last year. Last year I was in and out of the hospital for 7 months, and then the year before I was in and out of the hospital only for 5 months.
Holy shit, what happened?
Ah, my damn back, you know, I keep having breaking the rods. I think the year before I was pitching alfalfa on the back of my truck into my girlfriend's truck, and I slipped out, you know, because they're real slippery when you got that alfalfa and hay on your truck bed. So, and plus it rained, so I had mud on my boot, and so I slipped out, went right on my head, and broke the rods that way. And then that was the year before, what was it, 18, and then in 19 last year, I had some infection inside the spinal cord. That one about did me in.
Holy shit. And for people that don't know, you fought all the way back to the old days of the UFC. After you left the UFC, you wound up in Pride, where you had a huge following in Japan. I actually bought, like when I was a kid, I bought a little Japanese action figure. I imported from Japan of you. It was from when you did a stint with, I believe it was New Japan Pro Wrestling. But you had some fucking legendary battles. I mean, you're paying for it now. However, you know, some of the battles you had were amazing. Like I remember my favorite fight of watching you was you versus I believe it was Yoshihama or Takayama. It was like when you guys were both going back and forth to hate each other. Like one of the craziest fights I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you. Yes, Yoshihiro Takayama.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a hell of a fight. That guy's a hell of a fighter, you know. I mean, it's all him. It's all him, you know. I mean, because he stood there and took everything I gave him, you know. I got lucky. I got lucky that fight.
Yeah, he's a tough cookie. I mean, he's coming from pro wrestling as well. Did Pride have a working relationship with like New Japan Pro Wrestling that you were able to make a switch and switch off back and forth from pro wrestling and MMA?
No. I hate to say this, but I stabbed New Japan in the back. I mean, I thought my contract was coming up, and they hadn't said anything. So I thought, you know, they weren't going to renew my contract. So I called Pride up and started hunting them before my contract was up. And I guess the way in Japan, you know, they wait till that day, and then they come the day your contract's up, and then they come to you, you know. So just a stupid guy gene, you know, not knowing how the system works over there.
Yeah, and coming from UFC and with Pride, because Pride gets a bad rap for, you know, working with the Japanese pro, and obviously we know the story with Pride, with like the dealings with Yakuza and their talent exchange and like shady guys like backstage. But how was doing business with Pride? And it gets a bad reputation, but I want to hear it from you.
Bernie, you're all broken up.
I'm sorry. Yeah, a little bit of production technical issues. I apologize. But what was it like doing business with Pride? Was it okay doing business with the Pride executives?
I don't
have you a little bit of technical issues? Sorry about that, brother.
I'm sorry. Let me go to
I have a little bit of technical issues. Don't even worry. testing. Do you hear me? Yep.
All right. I think he's trying to work his way to a better signal. So let's give him a few minutes.
Fair enough. I have so many fucking questions to ask him. I mean, his career has.
I know. This is like one of your all time favorites right here. So.
My childhood fucking hero. One of them. Do we have you back, brother?
All right, just try this.
Oh, we almost got you. There you go. Do you hear me better now?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Of course I can. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, a lot better. Right.
But you're busted.
I'm breaking up a little bit. Yeah, it's okay, brother. We'll get it down. No, no, it's okay. Don't even worry about that. You're a living fucking legend. You can have some internet lag. It's okay. Don't even worry about it. So, do you hear me better now?
Oh, fuck. No, I can't. I'm going to have to.
Well, take us on a tour of your home.
Let me hold my arm up, my leg up.
We're going to go on a tour of my
home. Oh, what a bonus. We got a tour of what your hard work built? Fuck yeah, man.
Man, I got to go ahead and get a metal clothes hanger and an antenna.
put a kid on the roof with a little fucking hub. <I'm sorry. laughs> <metal. laughs>
We're going to have to get a couple of them blonde strippers from Australia, you know what I mean? That work over
I might have to take a trip out to Arizona.
are you anywhere by, like, Goodyear, Arizona? Like, Tempe, Arizona, Goodyear?
On strippers from Australia.
Are the strippers in Australia better, or I've not seen any.
How about those Pride ring girls? Woo! Those Pride ring girls. Don Fredo's a thing or two about a thing or two.
He must be on Sprint too, because my Sprint sucks.
Sprint does suck. Don, you hear me better now? Waiting for a signal? Okay.
Well, this is a.
Don, do you hear me better now? A little bit of that. Okay.
We're running into the old Shoney situation.
It's a legend, man. They're allowed to. It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. We'll work with it. I can improvise. So the question I want to ask Don for everybody that's laughing at home, but the question I want to ask Don was Pride dealings and working with Pride, because some shady shit was happening, which yeah, definitely tipped me. What's going on? How you doing, sweetheart? So like with Pride back in the day, they had some inner workings with Yakuza and some shady shit going down at Pride, and that's the reason why they closed down in the first place, because they lost their television deal.
When was that?
I'm sorry, baby.
Like,
no, it's okay, Don. Hey, Don. When did Pride get caught with their hands in the cookie jar working with the Yakuza clan? I think it was like 2004, 2005.
I thought it was 2003, but I was just actually looking at it a while back. You're much better with this history than I am.
Well, the original Pride president was hanging in the back of the fucking closet in this hotel room, which he was definitely off. Like, somebody definitely killed him. And then Sakura Ibarra came into power in Pride. And then it was discovered, and Don, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but after the original Pride president killed himself, then the new Pride president, Sakura Ibarra, came into power. And then around 2005 or 2006, that's when they found out that Pride was working with the Yakuza clan, and that's when Pride lost his television deal. Am I close?
Total freeze frame.
It's okay.
Man, I tell you, you're bouncing all over. I don't understand anything you're saying.
Is it still choppy?
It said get closer. I said get closer to the router. And I'm sitting right next to the router.
So what
would get closer if I shove it?
What was happening on your computer? Is there something we can do to help you get on the computer? Damn it.
I think we
had problems. You doggone Australians are nothing but trouble. You know that?
I know. So, Don, how? I hope you can hear me now. Yeah, but
I remember back in 26.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, no, I was asking the question, what was it like working with the Pride officials with all the shady shit that was going on in Japan at that time?
Working with who?
Pride, Japanese Pride, like K1, Pride, those guys, during that time frame when they found out that they were working with, yeah.
It was a lot of fun. You know, Pride. or Trump rally, you know, it was gigantic because people, you know, hell, you fought in front of 50,000 people, 40, 50, you know, 75,000, Nash Stadium, you know, their soccer stadium. And it was great because people would, you know, it's an all-day event. You get all messed up, you know, criminy. And it's just a lot of fun. And shit, it was, like I said, it's all thing. And people would plan their damn lives around these Pride events.
Yeah. What was your favorite fight, if you can look back at your career at Pride, or UFC even? What was your favorite fight?
Buddy, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Technical issues that happen. No, it's okay. We're all Americans, so you can believe in who you want. Biden, Trump, you like Trump. Everybody, you know, whatever you dig, man. Whatever you dig. But
I thought you looked great in that hat.
What was your favorite fight? I'll even type it out. What was your favorite fight? Boom. Improvise, baby. What was your favorite fight, Don?
What was my favorite fight?
Yeah, mm-hmm. What was your favorite fight?
Is that the question?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, my favorite fight was obviously, you know, Yoshihiro Takayama-san, you know? I mean, we locked my ass off because that was supposed to be my rematch against Mark Coleman, you know? And Coleman was the only guy that had ever beat me. So I'd been in Hawaii for a month training, you know? So that way I just go from Hawaii over to Japan, just a 4-hour flight. And I mean, I'd train my ass off to go kill Coleman. And then he got hurt. And then they slipped Takayama in there. And hell, he stepped up to the punch, obviously. And he put on a hell of a show. I guess we beat the World Cup in soccer, Japan versus South Korea. You know, we beat them in our time slot.
Really?
So that was amazing.
So are you involved with any events or MMA events
nobody
today?
Nobody else. What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry for interrupting you. So are you involved with any events or MMA events today?
No, I'm not involved. Like I said, I'm just trying to recover. Hell, for the first half a year, I was in bed 90% of the time, you know, and then 10% when I was out of bed, I was in a wheelchair. And then I moved 10% in the wheelchair, you know, 10% walking. And then I got more walking, you know, with a cane or, you know, a stick. And so now I'm walking all the time, but, you know, I still use a cane. I got forced into walking because I had my wheelchair in the back of my pickup truck. And my dog and I went out for dinner a couple weeks ago and I lost it. It fell out of the back of the truck. So I'm forced to walk now.
So what are you doing to pass the time these days? Just enjoying the fruits of your labor, or are you doing any public speaking? What are you doing to pass the time nowadays?
All right, buddy, I can't get that one at all.
Okay, what are you doing to pass the time? What are you doing to pass the time these days? Just besides recovering.
I just read. I read. I sit on my ass, read, and then I go out and feed my daughter's horse. You know, eventually I'm gonna get back on the horse. I'm looking forward to that day. I love, you know. So that's early. Figuratively, and then
a little bit. Hey, you're breaking up a little bit, Don. A little bit of a lag. It happens.
I think he must be on Sprint like I am.
Fuck Sprint. Is there any fighter that you wish you could have rematched or have fought? Anybody that you could fight again?
I can't hear a thing.
Okay. All right, we just typed it out for you.
Shit.
Is any fighter that you wish you could have rematched or fought again?
Oh, yeah. You know, anybody I lost to, I want to rematch against, obviously.
But every one of them?
Right now, that's the last thing in the world, you know, shit. A 3-year-old girl whooped my ass right now.
So, what do you think of UFC and MMA today? Do you have an opinion of the current product?
Uh, Well, I'm disappointed in it, you know. Not as bad as everybody else is. I mean, shit. I talk to, you know, people come up to me or anytime and they say, man, it's just not what it used to be. And the fights are so boring and this and that. They don't, and the fighters, they're not fighting to win. They're fighting not to lose. You know, that's because in pride, they would tell us, you know, we don't care. We don't care if you win or lose, as long as you give us a good fight. And, you know, the UFC, I guess Dana White's got this, you know, you lose three fights, you're gone. So the people are timid, you know, they don't go out there. And then with this Reebok deal they got, you know, they screwed the fighters. They screwed the fighters out of a bunch of money with sponsors, mm-hmm. you know.
So are you a part of that lawsuit that's going on with the UFC right now?
Say it again.
So because I'm a big fan of the Muhammad Ali Act, are you a part of that lawsuit ongoing against the UFC?
Do I say what?
Are you a part of the lawsuit that's right now against the UFC?
Oh, shit, buddy. I can't hear what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Damn. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Matt, production guy. No, it's okay. Don't worry about it, man. Yeah, production issues happen. Don't even worry about that. Matt, fix it.
Hold on. I can't fix this. This is all internet right here.
So we just typed it out for you.
Shit, this is my fault. I'm sorry.
Nope. It's okay. Man. You're a legend. You can have bad Wi-Fi. It happens. Don't even worry about that, man.
Well, you know, I live out in the country, and you know, I got my own Wi-Fi thing, but apparently it's not going very well.
Goddamn Sprint. So you want to try again, Matt?
What are you trying to find that? Yeah, I mean, hell, I'm going to try this till we get it right, you know? And this is all my fault. I'm sorry, guys.
No, don't worry about it, man.
Can you read it? Are you part of the lawsuit against the UFC?
You know what? Fuck, what's that?
Are you part of the lawsuit that's ongoing with the UFC?
All I got is my part of something.
Sorry about that, man. Let me try a different route here.
What do you think, Matt?
Can you read that, Don?
What's up? He bought me a pair of phones in, but they're the ones he bought me, and these things are horrible.
It's okay.
He bought me.
It's okay. Don't worry about that. Matt, what do you think?
People gonna hate me forever.
Oh, hell no.
No, never. Absolutely not.
We want to get you back on when you got better signal.
Yeah. So, you want to try this again next week?
Hey, Don, when we get off here, I'd like to work with you on the computer and see if we can't get you wired in. All right. Thanks a lot, Don, for coming on, man. We'll get with you again.
Fuck. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not hearing it.
No, it's okay. We'll try this again next week. Don't even worry about that, man. Like, you're one of my childhood heroes. I grew up watching you. So we'll try this again next week. Not even a problem. We are so close to getting Doug Bryan. What are you doing, Matt? You are ruining my life.
We did get him today.
Oh, God damn it. If I wasn't on antibiotics, I'd kill you. I'd rip you apart with my bare hands. Ah! What about me and the beard?
It's all right, man. You got to ask him a few questions. But, yeah, there's nothing we can do.
Same thing with Johnny Carter. You are killing my childhood. What are you doing, Matt? Oh, God. So I just got at the doctor's. I tested negative for coronavirus. Very happy about that.
Who would have thought?
Sick as shit, though. I'm feeling like balls. Oh, God. Don't do a Zoom on me. I look fucking terrible. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me, sir.
It's like Wayne's World.
Dude. So I thought.
So who you got this weekend, man?
I'll tell you what I got this weekend. I got a fucking huge headache, and it's probably a brain tumor. Because if we have any more production issues, I'm literally going to kill somebody. I'm going to roll around town in a metallic duck and stealing everybody's firstborn child. Not really my childhood. And that's when Batman Returns. Nobody uses that shit anymore. Original material, motherfucker. Ah! Okay, I'm no longer angry. No longer angry, guys.
Now so, we're over that.
So here's a secret tip to when you get your COVID test, guys. I know. I have to. I have to move to Florida. I love you, Austin. So here's a secret tip. When they're jamming the Q-tip up your nose, okay, and it's tickling the back of your brain, okay, when they go away and try to count to 20 as they're penetrating your nose unrelentlessly, count to 20. And imagine every one of the girls that you ever dated in your life laughing at you. And there you go. That's how you can take a coronavirus test. Secret tips. You learn something new every day, guys. So imagine every girl you ever dated in your entire life just laughing at you. Because that shit is miserable.
I've never been tested for COVID. I live in Florida.
Oh, that's very true. You guys only have like, what, 5 billion cases because you guys know how to party? Why does God punch you guys? Because you guys know how to party.
I don't know. I just got back from my toe the line. You know, the other bare knuckle fighting where people were walking around without masks and we were having a great time.
Right. And how? But you guys also have that bubble where you guys all get tested though. You guys like before you enter the place, you guys always get tested, right?
No.
For toe the line.
No, not at all.
Really.
Just walk in.
Huh.
I mean, they hit you with the thermostat or thermometer thing, but no. Nah.
Goddamn.
It's all good.
I don't know who's been penetrated more this entire pandemic, my nostrils or a college freshman, because this is ridiculous. This is fucking ridiculous. I need 2020 and I need to.
I don't know if you need another testing, I can probably act like a tampon, pull some strings, get one for you.
That's my line, motherfucker.
I know, that's my line. I had to steal it.
And let's act like a tampon, pull some strings. That's my line. And you have to like go like this. Thank you. That's my line. That's my one liners.
Like this, but you know.
No, you go like this. Act like a tampon, pull some strings.
Who you got this weekend?
For the Khabib versus Justin fight?
No, the other fights.
What other fights?
Exactly.
Oh. Let's see. Take a look, shall we? Fight. Yeah, I just been really fucking busy, man. You know, we're working on episode 2. It's delayed, so it's going to be next month for episode 2. I'm turning into a stickler, you know, about editing and making sure that everything's perfect and the script is perfect and everything like that and really busting people's balls, which I'm difficult to work with to begin with. But, like, episode 1... Yeah, but I got to top episode 1. This one is very fucking controversial. I can't wait for people to watch it. I mean, we talk about a lot of fucking crazy shit that happened in the late 90s, early 2000s. There's a lot, like I mentioned, just the tip of the iceberg, just the tip of the condom. And literally, there is so much shit that happened. What happened? What was UFC's correlation with 9/11? How did it affect business? Holy shit, Pride's present. Hanging in the back of a fucking closet. What the hell happened? And I actually interview people that worked with Zuffa and different people that worked with the UFC at that time. and worked in the MMA business just to make sure I was historically accurate. And so far, I'm on the money, motherfucker. An MMA encyclopedia. All the deep, dark shit, I'm going to expose for episode 2. Everyone's in for a real fucking treat, my friend. I know you can't go trick-or-treating because you don't want to catch the plague, but you're in for a real treat in November because episode 2 is going to get me sued, and I can't wait. Okay, back on top. I'm sorry. Wait, UFC fights this weekend, right?
Yes.
Let's see. What's going on with the UFC card this weekend? Okay, so Justin...
I was really just talking about Khabib and Gaethje or whatever, but...
Yeah, but they're plenty of great plays. Like Phil Haas, shout out to Phil Haas. So he was a gentleman that actually trained out of my gym in Hoboken, and great guy. He's an amazing guy. He'll be fighting in a middleweight fight. Can't wait. My boxing coach Danny is out there to corner him. I can't wait for Phil Haas. He's going to be a fucking prom at middleweight, and I can't wait to watch him fight. Phil Haas all the way, so big shout out to him. Big Walt Harris, probably the most likable guy in mixed martial arts ever is Big Walt Harris. I hope he wins. I hope he pulls off the victory. Great guy. You know, if people aren't aware, his daughter passed away in an absolute fucking tragedy last year. MMA really, the community, and I'm so proud of the MMA community because we really rallied behind Walt Harris and his family. He's going to be fighting. I hope he does great. Robert Whittaker versus Gerard is going to be a great fight too. I think Robert will pull off the win. I think he's going to get a big win. And Justin versus Khabib is a very interesting fight, but not as interesting as people, the UFC brass, are making out to be and promoting it. I think Khabib is a total fucking nightmare. I think he's going to be ever more motivated coming off of his father's untimely passing, going back into training, and having this being his next big fight, hopefully going 29-0. I think Khabib absolutely fucking buzzsaws through him. You know, I think Khabib sets up his shots, takes him down at will, holds him there, and pounds out 5 rounds. I'm going to go with Khabib by decision. But good news for all Justin Gaethje fans, I've never been right with a UFC main event since the beginning of last year, since Conor McGregor versus Cowboy. Yeah, so I haven't been right in a UFC event. I've been right in every single other fight, but never a UFC main event. So that's why I'm not betting on politics on the election, because I've been wrong in every single main event since Conor McGregor versus Cowboy. So don't take my word for it, but hopefully Khabib breaks my streak and beats Justin, but I think Khabib by decision. What do you think? So what?
I don't know about decision, but I mean, I think it'll be Khabib, but I think he's going to get a good run for his money. And I got a lot of other people saying it's going to be Gaethje. So,
I wouldn't know about that.
I don't know, I got a lot of other people saying it. I'm with you on the Khabib, but you know.
Khabib has this thing about him that he makes world beaters look amateur. You know, it's just Khabib's style is stalking, and it's literally cutting the wind from you. It's cutting off the oxygen from you in that octagon, cutting off the octagon. You know, setting up wrestling so fucking well that he turns fighters to be so submissive and so willing to take that ass whooping. Like, literally, you know, that's the only way out of that cage is getting that ass whooping. You know, like, Conor McGregor came out on fire. You know, he was doing a good job the first 2 or 3 rounds or 2 rounds. And then Conor McGregor was just getting beaten up at will, just played towards Khabib's game. He has this way about him that he is able to take the fighters right out of their game and put them right into his and put them in the dark fucking waters. Khabib is going to put Justin, give it 2 rounds. You know, Khabib is like fucking NyQuil. Give him some time, it works every time. Habib's going to put him in quicksand and fucking drown him. You know, Khabib has done it every single time, 28 times. How is Justin going to be any different? Justin gets a punch chance, but, you know, I think the window of opportunity is very narrow considering Justin's main bread and butter is wrestling. Khabib's got him in that apartment. Justin has very good stand-up fighting, but Khabib, right when Justin commits, the same way he committed in his last fight, when he commits in the pocket, Khabib's going to take him down. So Khabib's going to absolutely neutralize the stand-up, and it's going to go right to Khabib's world. So I don't see a path to victory for Justin. But I could be wrong. I've been wrong in every single UFC main event since McGregor versus Cowboy. So I could absolutely be fucking wrong. And Justin Gaethje fans can actually hold their hand on that I've been wrong multiple times. But hopefully Khabib will break my streak. Hopefully.
Way to play both sides of the audience, David.
No problem, sir. No problem.
You ever thought about going into politics?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe when I'm like 40 or 50. We'll
have to show up.
Yeah. Maybe when I'm like 40 or 50, I'll run for like a fucking seat. You know, get mega baked and like fucking debate people. Like, aren't you an asshole? Like, and just like, you know, like maybe I'll dabble in politics. Maybe. You never know. You know, I don't know dick about it now. I mean, I read a lot, but besides that, who do you got for the election, huh? You gonna watch the debates?
What's that?
You gonna watch the debates tonight? Little shit.
All right, man. Well,
wait. Time out. You have to answer the question. Are we gonna be watching the debates tonight?
Will I? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Super.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna be on when I'm done here. So.
Gotcha. Well, it's 9:01, and I want to get people to watch the debates and everything like that. But I do want to have a takeaway because actually one of the fans of the show and I actually got into a huge fucking argument, you know, because I'll be completely honest with everybody. I love Trump. You know, I grew up loving Trump. You know,
Are we going down the political road?
No. Good message. Promise. Good message. I want to have a take home message. So I love Trump. My first exposure to Trump was watching The Little Rascals, and he was in there, you know, as Waldo's dad. And, you know, I grew up watching Trump. And obviously when 2016 happened, Hillary Clinton's the Sith Lord. I'm going to vote for fucking the guy on The Apprentice because I'm thinking, holy shit, you know, I get to watch The Apprentice 24/7. That sounds like a sweet fucking deal. And, you know, it's going to piss people off. But neither here or there, you know, I'm not going to say everyone knows that I flipped. You know, there's a lot of pending reasons. You know, but what I like the most is people can have dialogue and conversations. I can explain why I flipped. You know, I can explain walking by trailers, makeshift trailers of, you know, the deceased people from COVID when it first happened, working during that pandemic, and the reasons why I flipped. And you know, politics are subjective.
Let's not get into this on air because,
Yeah. But also, you know, I'll shorten it. I promise. But it doesn't matter your political opinion. You know, we're all Americans, whether you're Democrat or Republican. Watch the debate. You know, in a week, we're going to have either a new president or the same president we have in office. No matter who wins it, you know, at the end of the day, we're all Americans. We can all be friends. We can all have different views and, you know, still be buddies. Because at the end of the day, who gives a shit what party we have?
I think at the end of the election that nobody's going to know who's the president anyway, so.
Yeah, it could be, you know? And again, your opinion is based on how you see the world and subjective. Politics are subjective. I got into a big argument with one of the people that watched the show, and it was like, I'll fuck you up. But we ended up, I heard a different point of view. I'm like, you know what? I never thought about that before I voted. And that really changed my point of view. And I told him my perspective of why I flipped. He's like, yeah, I never thought that way, but I'm glad you shared your perspective. And we ended up having a conversation. Us fighting and bickering with each other, it's fucking nonsense. Nobody learns anything if you think you're right all the time. And if everyone's going to have their own opinion, you know, you're neither right or wrong, and nobody's right for, you know, nobody's wrong for how they feel, you know? So if I can just throw something at you, maybe a thought, listen to what other people have to say. And they could have different points of view than you, but that's okay too, because you might get a different point of view than you didn't think of, you know?
I completely agree with that point. It just took you way too long to get there with your political jargon.
Right. So that's the message I wanted to convey until next week. I know it's going to be a big, crazy week next week. And I survived COVID. Just kidding. I tested negative 5 times. I'm done with this shit. But nevertheless...
I tested zero.
We're all Americans. Let's stop fighting. Zero times.
I've tested positive 0 times. It was the most beautiful thing.
So it doesn't matter who you are. We're all Americans. We're all on the same team. If you're watching from overseas, I love you anyway. You're fucking awesome. You know, we're all human beings. We all got feelings. We all got opinions. And we're glad that you watch this show. If you're watching the debate or whatnot, I hope you enjoy it. And at the end of the day, let's just be better people. And let's just be fucking awesome. And continue being awesome. Like me and Matt. Mostly me. But also Matt, too. But, Matt, you want to wrap up the show? What we got going? What we got cooking up next week?
Oh, some guy I've never heard of. He'll be on.
No fucking way. Oh, yeah. Matt, if we have production issues, I'll kill you.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he's got good enough signal. So,
I interviewed Guy Mesner for the King of Pancras documentary on Netflix, and everyone tune into that because it'd be fucking awesome.
Have you seen the trailer for it?
What's up?
I'll send you a link. It's fucking amazing.
Huh. Wait, yeah. You saw the Pancras documentary?
The trailer.
I didn't get to see it yet. My head's up my ass.
Just the trailer.
Oh, you saw the trailer? Oh, this is the trailer. Okay. Yeah, well, it could be released on Netflix. We did work for it. Yeah, and I interviewed Guy Mesner. Fucking awesome to talk to. Some of my favorite fights when he fought Chuck Liddell, when he fought in Pancras. I trained with Ken Shamrock. Obviously, we had Ken Shamrock on the show. He trained with the Lion's Den. Guy Mesner is a fucking legend of the game. Again, another childhood hero that I grew up watching my entire life. And I'm glad he's going to be on the show. It's going to be a fucking honor to talk to him. It's going to be a fucking honor. And if you have production issues, yeah, that's the man. And I'll kill you. Any production issues, I'll fucking murder you. You understand? You understand?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, so, Matt, you want to wrap up the show? You want to take us out?
I think deuces.
Okay, sounds good. From the Fight Mixer, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next Thursday with Guy Mesner. Hopefully Don Fry hops on too. Again, take that little message. Take it to you every single day. Let's just be fucking awesome. Let's be positive. 2020 is almost over. So guys, I'll see you next Thursday. Peace.
Perfect.